When Sweet Tarts dared to combine sweet and tart, they thought, why stop there? Why not create other exciting and unexpected combinations, like rainbows and ropes, or fruity and gummy, or chewy and more chewy? That's why they created fun treats like Sweet Tarts Twisted Rainbow Ropes, Gummies Fruity Splits, and Chewy Fusions. When you dare to combine, it's sure to blow your mind. Sweet Tarts, dare to combine. Visit SweetTartsCandy.com to shop now.
Tracy Ray here. Hello and welcome to this bonus cook-along episode from the BBC Good Food Podcast. In this week's podcast, we talked about the ketogenic diet. And here I'm going to give the BBC Good Food recipe for keto chocolate cake. Don't forget you can pause this episode at any time if you want to cook along. And if you want to know the nutrition proportion, you can find this on our website, bbcgoodfood.com. This recipe will take 15 minutes to prepare, but you do need to allow 2 hours or overnight to strain the yogurt. The cake will take 30 minutes to cook. It will serve 10 people. For this recipe, you will need 4 eggs, separated, 15 grams of coconut oil or unsalted butter, melted, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, 150 grams almond flour, 100 grams xylitol or sweetener of your preference, 30 grams cacao powder, sifted, 1/4 teaspoon baking soda, 1/4 teaspoon baking powder, 120 ml almond or coconut milk, 1 teaspoon apple cider vinegar. For the topping or the filling, you'll need 250 grams Greek yogurt, 1 teaspoon cacao powder sifted, 1 teaspoon xylitol. Step 1. Tip the yogurt for the topping onto a piece of cheesecloth or muslin. Place in a sieve, set over a bowl, and chill for at least 2 hours or overnight to strain. Whisk the strained yogurt with the xylitol and cacao and place in the fridge. Step 2. Heat the oven to 180 degrees Celsius, 160 degree fan, or gas mark 4. Soak a sheet of parchment paper with water, then crumple it and wring it out. Use it to line a 22 centimeter springform pan. In a clean, dry bowl, whisk the egg whites to stiff peaks using an electric whisk. Step 3. In a medium bowl, combine the egg yolks, coconut oil, and vanilla extract. Add the almond flour, xylitol, cacao powder, baking soda, milk, and apple cider vinegar. Gently fold the whites and baking powder into the mixture. Pour the batter into the prepared pan. Step 4. Bake for 15 minutes. Then reduce the temperature to 160 degrees Celsius, 140 degrees fan, or gas mark 3, and bake for a further 15 minutes. The cake is ready when a skewer inserted in the middle comes out a bit sticky, but without batter clinging to it. Keep an eye on the cake during the last few minutes because it can brown quickly. Remove from the oven and leave to cool completely before releasing it from the springform pan and placing it on a serving platter. Sprinkle the icing over the top of the cooled cake, dust with more cacao powder if you like, and it's ready to serve. Thank you for listening to this bonus cook-along episode. For more recipes, visit bbcgoodfood.com.